Continuing on now, and good to have you here for the conversation as we dig deeper into voter fraud, the repercussions in Michigan. My next guest says that's one of the reasons she's running for state office, to be a state rep in Michigan. Melissa Carone here, a conservative IT professional, Michigan native, and
a mother of two. Thank you for having me, Steve.
Melissa, good to have you here. Good to have you along. Tell me about, because here's the conversation I've been having recently. And that is, how is it that we keep a focus on reviewing what happened in 2020 without losing track of winning in 2022 for the conservatives, for the Republicans? And what are your thoughts?
Well, we can't move forward until we find out what happened in 2020. I mean, you know, we cannot, there's no way that Republicans are just going to win in 2022. And we can just move forward when we just had a presidential election stolen and several other elections, actually. So, you know, we have to find out what happened. Now,
well, I agree with that, but you can't just not focus on what's coming. You can't just say, well, we can't worry about, you have to worry about what's coming. How do you not focus on 22? And you got to do both.
Yeah. No, you're right. You have to do both. And that's why I'm running for a state house seat. And that's also why we just finished writing a bill for a full forensic audit here in Michigan. And it's a citizens initiative bill. We're going to have to get about 400,000 signatures for it. But we are going to get it pushed through, and we are going to get a forensic audit here in Michigan.
And what would you describe what that would look like? Because in Arizona, we found irregularities and issues. They recounted the votes, but to me, that doesn't mean a lot, because if you recount bad votes, so what? Mm-hmm. But in Wisconsin, they've got an individual in charge who actually has teeth, a former member of the state Supreme Court there that has subpoena power, can compel people to testify in front of him as to what happened in Wisconsin. Mm-hmm. What would the Michigan initiative have?
So we have been trying to do the same thing, get our legislators to use their subpoena power here in Michigan. Unfortunately, our legislators here in Michigan aren't willing to do that. So we have to go another route. There's three ways to go. There's getting them to use their subpoena powers. There's a bill going through the House. And then there is a citizens initiative bill, what we're doing. We have a bill going through the House and a citizens initiative bill at the same time.
But what would the citizens initiative have the teeth like the Wisconsin bill, for example,
It definitely does. So this bill was written by Jovan Pulitzer and Matt DiPerno. And Patrick Kolbeck. Now, this bill is so solid that there's no way that anything could possibly get through this. We're requesting the transportation records from the city of Detroit for those white vans that came into the TCF Center. The only problem that we're going to run into here, and there's no doubt about it, is the 22-month mark where they get rid of all the ballots. When that 22-month mark comes up, we have to put in for them to hold those ballots, and we have to have a safe, secure location for those ballots in order for them not to destroy them. Now, we have to get this done. We don't have a choice, but they are trying to run the clock out.
So, well, of course they are. But, okay, so if you get the audit done and you find irregularities like you had in Arizona, or the ones that appear to be quite obvious in Wisconsin, and there are a lot of irregularities. To me, most of it traces straight back to mass mail-in ballots. Mm-hmm. I think that's clear, but and I think that they gamed the system. I can't figure out if there's any way. But if you're able to say, okay, there was misconduct or there was voter fraud, what do you do with that? If you prove that, you think you prove that, what do you do with that?
Well, I mean, in our bill, obviously what happened in Arizona is disgusting. They handed it over to their attorney general, and the attorney general is saying that they need more proof. Well, how much more proof could you possibly need? Now, if that happened here in Michigan and it got turned over to our attorney general, I could only imagine what she would do, because she's a terrible person. She's literally a communist. So in this bill, we are forming a grand jury that has the power to actually prosecute these people for this fraud. We set it up this way So that could not happen. It could not happen with our attorney general here. What happened there in Arizona?
All right. So again, let's say that happens. Let's say you get through and you still can't change the outcome of the election. I mean, there's no mechanism for that unless you put something in your bill to change the outcome of an election. Anything short of that, what would you do?
Well, I think that it would change the outcome of the election, though, Steve, because if when you prove fraud, it decertifies. When there's fraud, it should decertify.
I don't disagree with you. It doesn't. Yeah. There's no mechanism that I'm aware of. Educate me here. No constitutional mechanism, no state law mechanism. I don't disagree with you. If there's fraud, there should be a remedy. There's not a remedy currently to do that.
No, you're absolutely right. So this is what is going to happen ultimately. It's going to be up to the people. The people are going to have to decide that this is not right. We are going to have to fight for our country back. That's all there is to it.
And I agree with that. But in the meantime, you're obviously running for office, Melissa. So that's what you're doing, right? So you must have some faith that the system will be functional for you to win. Otherwise, why would you run?
Well, you know, Steve, to be honest with you, I have a lot of people, friends and people I've met that volunteers for my campaign that are willing to stand inside of polling centers and, watch these mail-in ballots. I don't have faith that this isn't going to happen. I don't know if it's going to happen with me. And it's obviously terrifying for all of us. So we have to do something. That's why I made sure we had this bill done before. I haven't even campaigned for the past 8 months. I haven't fundraised. It's all been focusing on this bill.
And coming up October 23rd, I should tell folks, October 23rd, you'll kick off officially Oakland County. Melissa Carone running for a seat as a state rep. Real quickly, how do people find you online?
Yes, it's Vote Carone, VoteCarone. And you know, Steve, I just have to say real quick, that's Macomb County. It's not Oakland anymore. I had to switch over.
My mistake. But thank you for the correction. Vote Carone. There you have it.